Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
But also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix.
Yeah, listen up.
From AboveTopSecret.
Jesus Christ.
.com. Featured interview.
Dave, I was recently going around the internet. You know how I love to peruse the internet. Happened to land on an area while I was searching. I got to be honest. I was Googling the term alchemy and also white gold. I came across this one website that I found extremely interesting. It is located at www.subtleenergies.com, and subtle energies is one word, that is SubtleEnergies.com. And I was actually quite amazed by what I was reading. So we contacted this guest, and we're fortunate enough to have him with us. Barry Carter is the name of our guest. He was born on June 25th, 1949, and has always been interested in science and spiritual things. He has worked as a wood maker or woodworker most of his adult life. His previous job was with the improving of computer communications for forest activists on the sparsely populated east side of Oregon, my old stomping grounds. He became quite concerned that humanity was destroying the environment faster than it could repair itself. He became interested in a number of different theories, one in particular called Ormus, and that's O-R-M-U-S, and since 1995 has been working with a number of others to develop theories and working tables on how it all works and how it might even benefit mankind. He's currently dedicated his life to the exploration of Ormus. He travels around the nation giving presentations on its historical context, biological implications, increasing scientific documentation, and practical engineering applications of these extraordinary elements. These presentations include hands-on workshops to involve people with their own experiences of Ormus. Barry currently lives in Baker City, Oregon, and moderates dozens of local and worldwide online forums on this subject. And the ATS Mix Radio Show is proud to bring to our listeners and members alike Barry Carter. Hello, Barry. How are you?
Hello. I'm just great.
It's great to have you with us. Now, of course, a lot of our members and listeners, the first question that's going to come out of their mind and out of their mouth is, what the heck is Ormus?
That was my first one.
Well, imagine that there's, before anybody knew about vitamins,
right,
people would go on long sea journeys and they would get scurvy,
right,
because they were not having enough vitamin C.
Sure.
They didn't know that vitamin C was a part of food and you had to have vitamin C to remain healthy. Then they gradually discovered more and more nutrients. Well, we've found a whole group of nutrients that were previously undiscovered. These nutrients are a different form of the precious metal elements, like gold and silver. And in this other form, these nutrients are not metals in any way. In fact, you might call them a different form of matter. You've got solid, liquid, gas, plasma, and now Ormus. And in this Ormus form, these elements have very powerful nutritional and technical benefits. For example, when you put Ormus on plants,
right,
they can get four times as large in 4 years, fruit or the nuts from a given tree. When you feed them to animals, we've got pictures on my website of a cat that grew a new tail after eating Ormus hand cream, which was not a particularly tasty hand cream either.
Sure.
The cat just decided it wanted to eat some hand cream and started licking.
Wait a minute, Barry. Now, did I understand you correctly that it's a cat hand cream?
No, it's a cat that ate hand cream.
Oh, the cat that ate hand cream.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, God. Thank God, Barry. You scared me.
Oh, no. It's not a cat hand cream.
Oh,
okay.
Cats thank you.
Cats don't have hands, and so they don't need
right.
hand cream generally.
I've got four cats that would argue that point, but go ahead, Barry.
A woman was putting hand cream on. It was called Cleopatra's Milk. It's made by one of the Ormus producers. She was putting this hand cream on, and the cat started licking her hands. And the cat had just lost its tail in a windstorm or something, and cat grew a new tail.
How did a cat lose its tail in a windstorm?
Something fell on it, I think, and broke it off.
Oh. Okay, because I was going to say,
yeah,
if a cat can lose its tail in a windstorm, I've got four cats. I want to volunteer for the next experiment.
So now, how long did it take after the cat had licked the hand cream, the Cleopatra's milk, before the tail actually started to grow?
I visited the cat, I think it was 3 months after it lost its tail. And
well, that's actually quite incredible just in itself.
The cat was, half of the tail had regrown.
Hmm.
And I've got pictures on my website of the full tail. And in my lectures and workshops, I show a video of this cat eating this hand cream, which is just pretty unbelievable in itself. I mean, that a cat would literally lick a tablespoon of hand cream out of somebody's hand.
This was never done topically to the cat. It was just ingested.
Yes.
Now what?
And this was made out of Ormus?
The hand cream is made from Ormus, an area in Arizona, near Sedona. And one gentleman has actually taken Dead Sea salt precipitate and converted it to metal.
And what?
Found that there was 191 million times as much silver in it after the conversion than there was before the conversion.
Wow.
Well, now, what is the process into actually making a conversion like that? Because that does sound like alchemy.
Well, this sort of gets into another topic. We've found that the Ormus elements, which are probably the same as the alchemical substances, that these elements are converted or partially converted, moved from the Ormus state toward the metal state by certain things. One of the things is high energy radiation, like ultraviolet light.
Sure.
Another is pulse magnetic fields, like an electric burner. Another is microwaves, like your cell phone. All of these things seem to move the Ormus back toward metal. Not that it was ever metal in the first place, but toward metal.
The Ormus itself, would this possibly be the same substance that in biblical times may have been considered to be manna?
Well, yeah, I think it's quite possible. It's quite likely that if it isn't the same as manna, at least manna had Ormus in it. We know that Ormus is in the air, it's in water, it's in most food. We also know that since we've figured out a little bit about how to identify these elements in their natural sources, we've figured out that they're systematically, not necessarily deliberately, but systematically depleted in the soils using modern agricultural methods. This is why when you taste a beautiful, red, delicious apple, it kind of tastes like cardboard. Whereas,
well, you're picking them out of the wrong tree then, Barry.
Well, have you tasted a red delicious apple lately?
I had one today. It didn't taste like cardboard.
Do you remember what they tasted like 30 years ago?
I can't remember tasted yesterday, 59. Well,
40, when I was a kid, almost 50 years ago, they were, a red delicious apple tasted really delicious. They were really delightful. However, when you put Ormus on the plant, they taste really, really good. So we think that this depletion of the soil by not restoring the Ormus that was there originally and the depletion of the Ormus from growing plants on it year after year without anybody knowing that these nutrients are essential nutrients, we think that that is partly the cause of the decrease in nutrients, even organic apples, organic fruits and vegetables. They have ways of measuring the nutrient content of these things, and it's steadily declining.
I want to jump in here now because I've been patiently quiet while you and Johnny have gone through your little dissertations, and I've been looking at some photographs and stuff that are on the website. I found Tut the cat, which is the one that regenerated its tail.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing photographs because they're pretty detailed as far as Tut's going from basically, you know, having his tail whacked off and then, you know, it's slowly growing. Now, there's a couple of others here that I want to talk to you about. It looks to me like that Ormus is being ingested by folks, and depending on what they accomplish with this ingestion, there's been some pretty amazing results, would you say?
Oh, I would definitely say so. Many people have had really good benefits in terms of their how they feel, you know, their health, their certain situations and problems that they might encounter. But we think that that mostly is due to the fact that when you ingest this stuff,
mm-hmm.
There's three different forms of it that have been actually tested.
Right.
When people were hooked up to EEG, electroencephalogram,
right.
Within about 2 minutes, the brain, left hemisphere and right hemisphere, become coherent. In other words, you go into an alpha state, a brain coherent state.
Right.
Okay.
And within about 10 minutes, you drop into a theta or delta state, which is the deepest sleep or the deepest meditation that is possible. And yet, you're still awake. You're still conscious, and you can even carry on conversations. One of the gentlemen who's been studying this for a long time, working with this for a long time, Thomas makes the Cherokee Goldwater, not to be confused with Barry Goldwater. But,
well, listen, I want to continue on with these photographs here for a second, because there's one, I clicked on Tut's tail. Now there's one in here about a tooth, and it shows really a regeneration of a broken tooth on Ormus water. Now, when it says Ormus water, is that water combined with the chemical Ormus?
Well, there's another property of Ormus that I haven't mentioned, and that
okay.
is Ormus appears to be a superconductor at biological temperatures.
Hmm.
Now, science says that superconductors don't happen until you get down to the temperature of liquid nitrogen.
Right.
The air we breathe is nitrogen, so you'd have to have liquefy the air. That's how cold it would have to be. It's colder than it is anywhere on Earth in order to have a superconductor. Well, these things seem to be superconductors, and I would call them a type 3 superconductor rather than a type 1 or type 2, which is what all other superconductors are so far. Type 1 is a superconductor that's a single element, and their superconductor is down very near the temperature of absolute zero. And then they've got matrix superconductors, where you've got several different elements that are all combined into a single compound, and they depend upon the spacing of the atoms in order to get all of the electrons paired up properly. And they're type 2 superconductors. Well, we think that the Ormus is a type 3 superconductor, which is previously unknown to science. This kind of a superconductor is a superconductor as a single unit, a single atom being a superconductor. And a single atom being a superconductor, if it were shielded in a molecule or something else in some other structure, it wouldn't behave as a superconductor. But I have a video on my website of some pure Ormus gold literally leaping away from a magnet.
Wait. What's leaping away from the magnet?
The Ormus gold.
Oh, okay. Now is that a powdered form that's doing this?
Yes.
Does that mean
it's
that they're
gray black powder?
Okay.
I demonstrated this superconductive like behavior.
Right.
On my kitchen table. Well, superconductors have.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I was having a fly. I'm sorry. Now, and I'm not laughing at you, but I mean, it kind of caught me off guard when you said you're conducting experiments on your kitchen table.
Well, somebody else may have done it on their kitchen table, but I'm the first on my kitchen table.
So tell me the process. Yeah, tell me the process of what the experiment entails.
This particular process, we made some Ormus using from metal.
Right.
Ormus from metal, made from gold metal. Converted it into a gray powder, and I moved the magnet under it, and it jumped away from the magnet.
Wow.
Now, you can get certain elements are so diamagnetic, that's opposed magnetism on both poles, they're so diamagnetic that they will move away from a magnet, but they will not leap inches
right.
away from the magnet.
Right.
And this definitely leapt away. There's a video of it on my website.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I'm just curious, you were talking about diamagnetics. Has there ever been any experimentation done with trying to extract ormus from bismuth?
We're not sure. I don't think so, but that's really none of your business.
He's being... I got to ask you a question. What the hell is bismuth? What is that?
Bismuth.
None of your business.
What is it?
It's an element.
Well, gee, Bear, thanks. Duh. Well,
it's a very unique element.
Can you stretch
bismuth
him out a bit?
Bismuth is the most diamagnetic element. It's an element that is the most repelled by a magnet.
Okay,
Sufficiently repelled by a magnet that if you get a very, very, very strong magnet, it will levitate on that magnetic field.
Well, bismuth is very unique because where it sits in the periodic element table, if you go
it's
to the right...
I
believe we get into radiation stage, and if you go to the left, we get into the poisonous realm. And bismuth, sitting right in the center, is very unique in itself. In fact, bismuth is the major property used in Pepto-Bismol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These walnuts that I'm looking at, the photograph of the walnuts, how long does it take a walnut of this size? Because this appears to be almost five times the size of the regular sized walnut I see to the left of there. How does ormus possibly grow faster?
It does indeed. Okay. Yes, typically potatoes that mature in 90 days will mature in 73 days. Things are often ready for market up to 2 weeks early. They last one or 2 weeks longer on the shelf.
That was going to be my next question. I was just going to ask if its longevity was longer than a standard walnut. And I guess that would actually hold true for pretty much any of the experiments you have done with fruits and vegetables. Is that not correct?
It's pretty much universal. Some plants don't do quite as much improvement as others, but most of them are 4.5 times the size of the fruit after 4 years. After 2 years, it's about twice the size.
And once again, I want to encourage our listeners to go to www.subtleenergies.com, and you'll be able to see these photographs that Barry, Dave, and I are talking about.
Can a consumer buy ormus?
Yes.
Okay. Because on your site, you sit there and have kind of a challenge to people if they've got any kind of afflictions to... They take ormus with whatever, however they're going to do it, with the lotion, with the cat, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they're supposed to document and use their digital deal. So is ormus an FDA-approved product, or how does it work?
No, it isn't. It's in the air, so it would be very difficult to get it for it to be banned. I mean, certainly it would be almost impossible to ban ormus because you'd have to prevent people from breathing.
Right.
It's in all water.
Right.
So you'd have to quit drinking water in order to avoid it. And furthermore, since it's been from ages past up until now,
right,
a spiritual material, you would probably get in trouble with some parts of the Constitution about restricting religious freedom. If this stuff puts your brain into a coherent state, the same state that meditators get into after they've been meditating religiously for 30 years or more. If it can put you in that state in 10 minutes, then that is definitely a spiritual implication. That would be the same as the state of prayer that Christian mystics talk about, a state of ecstatic prayer that several people who have ingested the ormus, Thomas at Cherokee Gold is one good example, who've had, called it a kundalini orgasm. Literally had a kundalini awakening so powerful that he was sure that he was having a continuous orgasm. Hours, sometimes, and it was a problem to work until he learned how to manage that energy.
Yeah. I know that there's a lot of listeners and members that want to slap their money down right now on the table.
Well, I don't sell anything. I just teach people how to make it. There are a lot of people on the internet that do sell it, however.
on your website talking about different methods, and I'm assuming these are the different methods of being able to extract ormus. You have a wet method, a dry method, and a boiling gold method. Now, could you possibly elaborate a little bit about these different types of methods?
Well, I'll tell you, the wet method, take seawater or raw sea salt. It has to be raw sea salt. It can't be refined sea salt. Celtic sea salt, dead sea salt at natural food stores. Celtic sea salt works great. Dead sea salt works great. Mix the salts in water and raise the pH of the water using sodium hydroxide, or it's also called lye, and raise the pH to 10.78 and no higher using the sodium hydroxide, the lye. You'll get a white precipitate, and the white precipitate is about 30 to 70% ormus, depending on the salt you start with. 30 to 70% of it will not show up spectroscopically once it's dried. You dry it out and test it spectroscopically, and 30 to 70% of what is in that dry powder will not show up.
And then how do you actually extract that precipitation?
It drops. It'll be so a white flocculant. It's sort of like, remember in the 60s and 70s they talked about if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the
problem?
Problem, yeah. Well, now it's if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the precipitate.
I love this little chemical humor that you have, Barry.
Yeah, it is.
Now, how long would that last, your precipitate? How long will that last if you kept it in a closed vial?
Well, if it's not too vile, it should last a long time. It should last, like,
ba-rum-bump.
Well, the later it gets, Barry, you get fun.
Yeah, you're coming on, Barry. You're getting with it.
Well, I've been told I'm repungent.
There's a word for our listeners to look up in their Funk and Wagnalls.
Yeah, really.
The magnetic trap designs, what is that all about?
Well, since this stuff appears to be superconductive, and superconductors in certain circumstances are repelled by magnetic fields, we spin water in a magnetic field, and the portion of the water that's repelled will go upward and out the top of the magnetic trap. Basically, we're levitating the ormus portion of the water, or the more concentrated ormus portion of the water, out of the trap. One gentleman has actually taken that trap water, and at first it's lighter than ordinary water, but over time it gets heavier. Ordinary water weighs 8.33 pounds per gallon. This magnetic trap water can weigh anywhere from 10 to 12 pounds per gallon. Out of that 10 or 12 pounds of water, he says he's typically gotten about a pound of precious metal by converting it to metal. So we know that it's in the water. We know that these elements are the same as precious metal elements because you can convert them. I do not know his process for converting. If I did know, I wouldn't share it either. It's very, 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 very scary to work with or produce or try to sell precious metals in the global market right now.
Because Johnny had already looked, I guess I hadn't found the walnut page. I'm on the walnut page, the M State Walnuts, and looking at the pictures, and of course there's one picture. It says least C11, which I guess is the nutrient that ormus has, right?
It's C11 is 11 ormus elements.
Okay, and then the little walnut tree that they've got in this photograph, obviously a lot bigger, no question. And then the next photograph down, there's four images of walnuts, and I think this is what John was referring to. There's two small ones two large ones on the right.
I found that the very most impressive thing that I can do to convince people of ormus is to actually show them my giant nuts.
I love that.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah,
and very impressive nuts they are, Barry.
Yeah, and here's the deal. It's kind of like the Saturday Night Live thing where what's-his-name was Mr. Schwetty, and he had cheese balls, and the two chicks were saying there's nothing like Schwetty balls at Christmas. Anyway, ba-rum-bum. Barry, let me ask you one last question, because I know we've taken up quite a bit of your time, and I'm just overwhelmed with everything I've heard because, you know, I don't read. And so all the stuff you're sitting there spilling out, I'm telling you, I'm just, you know, I'm like walk, you know, a cat with no tail walking into a china shop. No, I think that's a bull. Anyway, here's my question. You have reported a lot of people or a lot of people have reported back to you and to your side about different ailments that they have either, and of course there's photographic evidence on your site, that have either improved or regenerated or had growth difference like in the walnuts or whatever. Do you happen to know just, and it doesn't have to be a long-winded thing, but can you name maybe some of the things that you're personally aware of, ailments as an example that had been cured with Ormus?
I don't think it cures anything. I think what happens is it improves our connection to ourselves and to spirit, and that improved connection to our perfect DNA template, our non-physical, our spirit template, is what does the curing. In other words, if you have damaged DNA, that's associated with a number of diseases. Damaged DNA, like cancer, they say, you know, damaged DNA. Well, when you reestablish that connection, when your DNA repairs itself so that the non-physical template of the DNA is brought back into operation, then all kinds of things can happen, like the cat growing a new tail,
right?
Like the giant walnuts. Now, I like to call that cat growing a new tail, I like to call that the placebo effect, because obviously somebody, you know, convinced that cat it was going to grow a new tail eating this substance.
Sure.
So, same thing with the with the walnuts. So that's definitely the placebo effect. You believe you're going to grow giant nuts, and by golly, you are. And the placebo effect is the effect of consciousness. When you connect back up with your non-physical perfect template, it's difficult to maintain illness. It's not impossible. You can still focus your attention on what you don't want and get more of that. But what we think it does is it improves our connection so that the echo of our thoughts comes back quicker. So if we're thinking habitually of what we want, then we'll get more of what we want. If we think habitually of what we don't want, we'll get more of what we don't want. And it can go back and forth. You can, you know, some people think it's part of the time of what they want, part of the time of what they don't want, and so they get a lot of what they want and a lot of what they don't want. For me, I've noticed that I'm getting more and more of what I want because I'm putting my attention more and more on what I want. And the Ormus seems to speed up that connection.
I have one final question before we actually do a wrap-up here, and that is, has there been anything negatively associated with the consumption or the usage of Ormus?
Yeah, there's a few people that have noticed. Some women who've gone through menopause have gotten their periods back, and they don't like it a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's one of the worst.
And neither does her husband.
Yeah, that's one of the worst negative things we've heard.
Okay.
Men who have, you know, actually started looking distinguished are no longer looking as distinguished as they used to. It's another one.
Wow.
A couple of men have had hair color come back. My hair color comes and goes as I, whether or not I take Ormus.
Now, wait a minute. Now are you saying a graying man or anybody with gray hair could possibly get their natural color back by the use of Ormus?
Oh, yeah. I've got pictures.
Huh. I'm blown away. I'm just totally blown away. Barry, we want to thank you again for joining us here on the ATS Mix Show. Do you have any upcoming events that you would like to plug at this time?
I don't have any upcoming events, but I do have some forums on the internet where people can join these forums and discuss Ormus with other people that have been using it for a long time or even people that are just starting to use it, people that make it, people that buy it, you know, various different forms of Ormus. I've got, and if they can email me, my email is Sumro, S-U-M-R-O, at ZZ.com. That's S-U-M-R-O, which is Zumro spelled backwards, at ZZZZ.com. That'll get you to me, and I understand you're also going to put some links.
Yes, we are. We're going to.
Yes, sir.
We're going to put your picture and...
And a link to your website, obviously. We want to thank you, Barry Carter, for joining us, and we hope that our listeners and members will get a chance to visit Barry's website once again, which is located at www.subtleenergies.com. Thank you once again, Barry.
Thank you.
Thanks, Barry. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat.